Well, sir, it's early evening as we approach the small house halfway up the next block now. And here on the front porch, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Cook, their son, Mr. Rush Cook, and Sage's amiable Uncle Fletcher. Uncle Fletcher has the floor at the moment, and we hear him describing his recent visit in Dixon.
We had wonderful traveling weather all the way there. I mean by wonderful traveling weather, the sun was behind a cloud all the time. I don't like riding on a train when it's sunshiny outdoors. Too much glare. The conductor was a fellow going under the name of Cunningham. He punched my ticket right off the bat.
Did you give him something to eat?
How's that, Sadie?
Who is me talking, Uncle Fletcher?
Fine. Yes, I've made that a lifelong practice throughout my years of traveling around the country. I invariably slip the conductor on the train something to nibble on. Puts him in a good humor every time. An orange or a banana or a coconut cookie will fetch any conductor on the line. He'll stand by your seat and chat with you. Conductors, as a general rule, scoot up and down the aisle in a big hurry. But offer him some little dainty that caters to his sweet tooth, and he'll give you all the railroad statistics and information you want, and even let you wear his cap.
You must remember that when you go on your inspection tour next month.
Yeah, I will.
The conductor on the train coming home was a fella under the name of McClellan. First-rate fella. He punched my ticket without an instant's hesitation.
Uh-huh.
Come along the aisle, punch my ticket without an instant's hesitation.
What'd you give him to nibble on?
I give him a chocolate cupcake, Sadie.
Oh?
Son of a gun wasn't going to take it at first. I'm on duty, he says, but I egged him into it. Finally, he ate that cupcake and half of another one. Oh, it'll work out every trip. Just slip the conductor some little dainty that caters to his sweet tooth, and you'll forget he's in a hurry and stand by your chair and tell you whether the train's on time or not, or anything else you want to know.
Sure. Did you see lots of old friends in Dixon, Uncle Fletcher?
Yes. I saw Cooney Miller, Art Sykes, Bert Adams, Cliff Dirtshirt, and his brother Charlie. Whole outfit. Cliff Dirtshirt, by the way, Sadie, is leaving Dixon the 1st of October.
Oh. Is he?
You know Cliff pretty well, I expect.
No, to tell the actual truth, I don't know him at all.
He asked about you folks, too.
Nice of him.
Cliff Dirtshirt is moving to Baltimore, Delaware, the 1st of October.
Oh?
When he gets to Baltimore, Delaware, he plans on marrying a woman 31 years old, going into the live bait business, and taking in piano pupils as a sideline. Ever hear Cliff Dirtshirt clip off a selection of the piano, Sadie?
No, I never did.
The interesting thing, how Cliff got started on the piano. Cooney Miller let the cat out the bag. Supposed to be a big secret how Cliff got started on the piano. But Cooney Miller slipped me the information on the sly.
Swilly Clark's Uncle Strath can reduce himself to a squirming hulk of convulsive laughter by remembering the time...
Oh, Uncle Fletcher's telling something, Rush.
Oh.
It's rich how Cliff Dirtshirt got started on the play.
Well, let us in on it.
Well, late in the fall of 1932, Cliff was working there on the railroad section gang and had come up an early snow. Well, that was all right. Cliff never gave it a second thought, but went right ahead on driving spikes. But the straw boss, a fellow going under the name of Davidson, lost his temper.
Lost his temper because it snowed?
No, Vic.
Why did he lose his temper?
That's right, Vic.
I'm at a loss.
Well, let him tell what he's telling.
This straw boss Davidson, Sadie, has got a grown-up daughter now.
Oh?
I was introduced to her in Dixon. Dorothy, her name is. Very nice young lady. They're giving her around town. She's going to marry a fella 24 years old soon.
Uh-huh.
Well, you take grown-up daughters that way. They'll meet some fella 24 years old and get married.
Yes.
Every time.
Oh, how'd this railroad section gang pal of yours happen to start on the piano, Uncle Fletcher?
Well, sir, it all of a sudden come up this snowstorm. See that?
Yeah, and the straw boss got mad.
That's correct. You in on the secret?
No.
Cooney Miller tells me there's only three or four people in the whole city of Dixon that know why Cliff Dirtshirt started on the piano.
Well, why did he?
Don't be impatient.
No, but after exciting the guy's curiosity, to leave
Cliff
him up.
Cliff Dirtshirt started on the piano just because his cousin married a woman 16 and a half years old.
Is that the reason?
Yes.
His cousin married a woman 16 and a half years old, so he started on the piano?
Yes.
Where does the snowstorm come in at?
You get the point, Rush.
I'm not real sure I do.
Clifford and the rest of the section gang were all standing there on the railroad tracks driving sprites. It come up to sudden snow. Davidson, the straw boss, lost his temper. He turned to Lafe Montgomery, the water boy, and says, Sadie, Lafe Montgomery lives in Des Moines, Kansas now.
Oh.
But he married a woman 22 years old.
He moved to Des Moines, Kansas a year ago last April and married a woman 22 years old.
Hey, good going, girl.
I hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
I got a second sight, kiddo. I'm a fortune teller. I'm a mind reader.
Yeah, you're terrible smart.
Married a woman 22 years old, did he, Uncle Fletcher?
Married a woman 22 years old, went into the non-removable varnish business, and has just lately wrote back to his friends in Dixon as he's working on an invention to keep lawnmowers from getting clogged up with wet grass in rainy weather.
Uh-huh.
Little Leif Montgomery. He was just a lad when I knew him.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I suppose you chatted with old Mr. Cunningham.
Brought some junk home with me from Dixon, Sadie.
Oh, really?
Different trash I'd left there at different people's houses.
Uh-huh.
Keepsakes and mementos for the most part. Nothing of any value. Thought I'd divide it up between you and Bessie.
Uh-oh.
Here's where you get 14 velvet-covered paving bricks.
Uh-huh.
I brought back a leather sofa cushion for one thing.
Leather sofa cushion?
Leather sofa cushion filled with genuine Missouri sand.
Sand?
Genuine Missouri sand. Sand that was gathered from the banks of the Mississippi River near Hannibal. Sofa cushion will heft close to 60 pounds.
Did you take that on the train with you?
Yes.
Well, holy smoke, wasn't it heavy?
Cooney Miller helped me load it.
Who helped you unload it?
Yes. Had kind of an embarrassing thing to happen with that leather sofa cushion. I left it out in the aisle beside my seat, see? And the conductor come along and stumbled over it, like he broke his neck. That's the main reason why he was sulky and wouldn't take the chocolate cupcake I offered him right at first. He was all for punching my ticket and to heck with me. But I wheedled him into eating his cupcake, and in 5 minutes he was happy as a lark.
Yeah.
Well, what else did you bring back from Dixon, Uncle Fletcher?
A leather sofa cushion filled with genuine Missouri sand direct from the banks of the Mississippi River near Hannibal.
Well, I mean besides that.
I brought back a leather dresser scarf with writing burned on it.
Oh?
The big catfish are biting in the sloughs behind La Crosse, Wisconsin, Uncle Ted.
Is that what's written on the dresser scarf?
Yes. You can have it, or Bessie can have it.
Bessie can have it.
Also, I brought back a horsehair watch fob. Thought you could use that, Rush.
Thanks. Of course, I got no watch.
Cliff Dirtshirt made that horsehair watch fob.
Oh, isn't he the one that started on the piano?
Yes. It's the limit how Cliff started on the piano. Just because a complete stranger stopped him on the street and tried to sell him a pair of tennis shoes.
Is that the reason he started on the piano?
Yes.
How about the snowstorm?
And how about his cousin that married the woman 16 and a half years old?
Fine.
Let's forget about old Cliff and his piano.
Yes.
What else did you bring back from Dixon, Uncle Fletcher?
Saw them all. Saw Cooney Miller, Art Sykes, Bert Adams, Cliff Dirtshirt, and his brother Charlie. The whole outfit.
Mm-hmm. Well, take it all around, then you had a real good time.
Hmm? Had a first-rate time.
That's good.
I told everybody hello for you folks.
Uh-huh.
They'd inquire, don't you know?
Sure.
How's Vic? How's Sadie? How's Rug?
Uh-huh.
They inquired. But the best part of the visit was hearing that secret about old Cliff.
He started on the piano.
Started on the piano, yes.
Uncle Fletcher.
Yes?
Why did Cliff start on the piano?
Cliff Dirtshirt started on the piano just because he read in the newspaper where a fellow living in Philadelphia, Ohio, took an automobile apart with a hairpin.